Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Moment of December 9th. Please welcome from New York City, the Deputy Regional Commissioner.
Yeah. Dig is here. Thank you. life. Now I'm a man, and I made 21. You know, baby, we can have lots of fun. I'm a man. Because of you, 65 years. Thank you. Amen. 45 years ago, I recorded a tune called Bo Diddley on the flip side of a man. And we take the music from our man and change the lyrics a little bit and write a tune strictly for the girl. Y'all like that girl? Yeah, you like that girl? Hey, y'all, they like that.
Check that your tail can't catch. Thank you.
First of all, when I come out of work, my cap light was gone. Some of my fellow workers said they seen the snatch man go around the corner with it. And you want to know what you gotta do with it. But let me tell you something. You remember that morning you asked me if I really had to go to work? Yeah, that's what I got fired about. You wanted me to stay home with you and make movie. Yeah, we got drunk as hell, remember that? Yeah. When the kids came home from school, we sent them next door. Remember that fur coat I got you last month for Christmas at Walmart? That was the car payment. And them shoes I got at Payless. That was the rent money. And that hat you wanted with all them fellas up and all that sparkle stuff around the rim. Yeah, you got that in the suitcase? Yeah, okay, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that was the insurance money. And now you want to leave me? Well, I'm going to tell you something, girl. Would you put your suitcase down? No. Put your suitcase down. Put the motherfucker, put it down.
No more kibbles and bits. Oh, that's no bad boy.
That's a nice joke you can go and tell your grandma. Okay, I've done it, Jay. Okay, the dude had a stove. He had a sign in the window. Smart dog warning. So this cat come walking down the street with his dog, and he looked up and said, smart dog warning. Job. He said, hey, Philo, I'll take you here and get you a good job. So he took him inside, and the cat said, can I help you? He said, you got a sign, and the window says, smart dog. I got one here. He said, can you read? He said, yeah, you can read. He said, let me read that over there. So he went over to Philo, read that. Philo went over there and he said, roof, 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 roof. Pretty good. Can you type? He said, oh yeah, he took that up in school. In dog school. He said, oh yeah? Yeah. But go ahead, Father. Put the typewriter right there. So he got on the typewriter and started typing 1,000 words a minute. The cat said, hold it, wait a minute. Now he good. But can he run a computer? The cat said, yeah, he's majored in computer and all that stuff. He said, okay, then run that. Dog got over there. Went all over the line and the internet and the subnet and started ordering and buying stuff. The cat said, hold up. Stop and said, that's damn good. But you know, to understand wrong, you got to be bilingual in order to get a job. The cat said, Fido. Bilingual? Fido said, meow.
Thank you. I can hear all by themselves.
season, season up. Everybody here wants to get that stuff. Even me, I know, can't give it up. She looked at me and she smiled and she said, "Well, Billy, do you really, really, really like my stuff?
They said to me, they asked me, they evaluated, they said,
I don't know how they can tell, but the cat looked at me and he said, your bones look pretty good, but this is something that you did 30 years ago, and it just caught up with you. Because the way that it happened, you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to tell you this because it's real. Ain't nothing funny about it. I got up out of the bed, went into the washroom, came back and went to sit on the bed, and ended up in the hospital. Now how funky is that? I went to reach for some socks so I could put them on and put my shoes on and go ride my tractor and graze my road. I never made it. So I'm saying this to you fellas and the ladies too. Take care of your back. Don't have nobody walking on your back. Have the kids jumping on your back. So I jump right here, Junior. That feel good. Just carry your booty to the doctor. I'm serious. This ain't nothing to play with because I've heard of people reaching up in the cabinet to get a toothbrush and end up like this going to the hospital. Since I've had my problem, I've heard everything. We're not put together as well as we think we are.
Okay, let me do pastor now.
You see, now I'm gonna say this. We are not fellas, we are not put together as well as the girls. I'm serious, man, because I could walk around 9 or 8 months with something like that on me, man. You know, my back would break bend and then shadows do everything else. So you girls, y'all got it in, you got it, you can. You know what I mean? You got the top rope. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the low rope. Amen. But laying all jokes aside, fellas, really, I'm serious. If your back is hurting you, mine's hurting right now, you know, because this guitar is very heavy. But I'm up here because this is the monster that I built and I got to beat. See, so you take it from Dizzy because both know. Thank you. Everybody put a hump in your back. All right, get a hump, baby. All right, put a hump in your back, jump back. You know what I like. Come on, put a hump in your back.
Yeah!
No!
I just told you I was talking
Jim, I love you. Take care of yourself. Tell me.